Yes, sir.
Hi, sorry about that. That went on longer than I wanted
yeah.
it to.
I'm sure it did.
I have the case number here when you're ready.
Go right ahead.
It's 262-973-167.
All right. Were you able to get a bit more information?
Not at all. She was going on about a lot of stuff. She was like saying that like we were sending people out from Sam. Like, I don't know. I guess her impression is that depending on the model of the unit means, you know, like if she buys a Samsung tech is going to come out to do the installation and so on and so forth. So she's like, you know, the Samsung tech didn't tell the Insignia tech. And then she was talking about, she doesn't know if the dishwasher works or not. And I was trying to explain to her that I think the situation is that she might need some additional plumbing work done. But then I basically prompted her what happened to you. She was just kind of going on and I didn't get a lot of it, but I told her that,
right.
You know, if she had concerns about the unit not working, you know, we can get her reselected, of course. But then she started going on more about something else. I'm not really sure. It's definitely like a bit of a language barrier there.
Definitely.
Yeah, but I had to reel it in and let her go because I'm sure she could have kept going. So I just told her that we would call her back, and if she'd like, she can get reselected or get a refund or what have you. So. But yeah, sorry about that. I don't have any like concrete information from her. It just, she has absolutely no idea. I think she has less, she knows less about what's going on than we do. And it's her own home.
So what exactly, do you know what exactly we need to do now? Did she?
Can you confirm 100% that tech took the dishwasher? Because that's going to cause some issues. If he did, can you tell him if possible, if he could take it back to the client? Because he was sent out just on an installation, not a return. And so he might get claimed for that unit. Like, I don't want him to get claimed. They'll charge him the full price of the unit because he just took it from the client's home. I know she asked him to do it, but,
right.
You know, it's not in the scope of work for the situation. It wasn't a return pickup. So, you know, can 100% confirm with him if he does actually have it. It'd probably be ideal to return it to the client, at least just drop it off to them. Because,
right.
Like I said, the fact that he took it from the client's home outside of scope of work, like that's not a good situation. And the warehouse and Best Buy, not me personally, but, you know,
yeah.
Best Buy could very well claim him for that, and it would be for the full price of the unit. So I don't want that to happen. So if you could get in touch with him, confirm either way 100%. If not, then that's great. That's fine. It doesn't muddy the water. But if he did, I would advise him strongly if he can. He should probably try and make his way back to client's house. If not, if he doesn't want to, then, you know, at least let somebody at the warehouse know that, you know, it's not just the hallway. Because, you know, all the time when they bring back units, you know, and it's not specifically a return or an exchange, they just think that it's some old unit that's a Holloway, and then they'll throw it away. But this one's not that. It's a newer unit. It might not work,
yeah.
But as far as I know, there's a different process behind, like, you know, getting, you know, if it's deemed defective, there's a process behind, you know, basically claiming the manufacturer, like, hey, you sent us a defective unit, instead of us just having to throw it away. You know what I mean? We lost the money because we bought it. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, I would confirm
that with him. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I would confirm that with him, and then we just have to take it from there either way.
Yeah, he's already hung up. I may just need to call him back to let him know that.
Yeah, I would just say, like, if anything, just let him know, like, he might be on the hook for the whole price of the unit. So, Hopefully that lights a fire under his bum. And maybe he want to take it back to client. If not, though, like I said, we have to try and work it on the back end. Because, like I said, it's not been brought to return. So, but that would be it. I mean, there's nothing else for you guys to do. It's just really for the tech. That would be that. Apart from that, all she needs to do, I mean, we can. I don't know. Hopefully, she can speak to somebody that can understand what she wants. And help her out. I really couldn't. So, yeah, that would be that, sir.
Okay. Can I get your first name?
Oh, my name is Tom.
All right. All right. I'll try to reach back out to him to relay that information.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. You have a great rest of your day.
And you as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, how satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? How satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? How satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent?